RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Isn't It Romantic, now playing in area theaters.
Isn't It Romantic claims it knows the romantic comedy. It rattles off the surface characteristics, the idiosyncrasies, and the implausibilities. But just because the film attempts to set itself apart as the next level of rom-com because it mocks its predecessors, Isn't It Romantic is not as out there as it advertises itself. Make fun of rom-coms all you want, but your film is as standard as they come, specifically. Your metaphysically impossible premise with two extra ingredients, a love triangle and a wedding. In other words, Isn't It Romantic is 13 going on 30 with a dash of My Best Friend's Wedding and Bridget Jones's Diary. Rather than separating itself from its Pretty Woman forefathers, Isn't It Romantic is as basic as a Mamma Mia as they come. Young Natalie's mom appears to represent the tough love school of child rearing. No time for Disney princesses or Hollywood Boulevard hookers pulled up to billionaire status by a lost Lotus Esprit driver. Forget about men, forget about love. Love's not a fairy tale, and there's not always a happy ending. She lobs these truth grenades at her preteen to build her self-defense shields. Mom believes the world will not be kind to mature Natalie, played by Rebel Wilson. This assumption is based purely on looks. Natalie isn't built like a Disney princess. The mean New York City streets remind Natalie of this when the owner of a runaway hot dog cart yells at her to stand fast so she can stop the cart. "You're built like a cement truck," he yells. Prince Charming never spoke more romantic words. Natalie may not have suitors lined up outside her door, but she's taking care of herself. As an architect holding her own in a firm, doing well enough to attract clients interested in constructing large buildings, Natalie is in charge of designing parking garages. Nothing flashy, but a utilitarian necessity. Natalie's co-workers and rom-com cheer squad, including her space cadet secretary Whitney, played by Betty Gilpin, and not-so-secret admirer Josh, played by Adam Devine, diagnosed Natalie as blind to love. It could be staring at her in the face, and she wouldn't see it, because of her bulletproof defense mechanisms. Explaining to Whitney, who is addicted to watching rom-coms at work, why the entire genre is a scam and preys on the meek, Natalie shares an opinion I have trumpeted for years, when Whitney affirms, "Sweet Home Alabama is a masterpiece." "A masterpiece of bleep," Natalie corrects her. "By God, that movie is a masterpiece of bleep. Way to go, Natalie." After Natalie gets bonked on the head and wakes up in romantic comedy world, very similar to how Taraji P. Henson earns her What Men Want powers, where the light is brighter, the streets are cleaner, and everyone is both far better looking and a walking stereotype, did I finally understand why director Todd Strauss Schulson spent the first 20 minutes annoying the audience with handheld shaky cam. The real world is jittery and full of bumps and burps. Thank God the plan was to juxtapose real life versus perfect rom-com world, where the camera is on a tripod and moves with fluid purpose. Much better. Natalie finds herself in a peculiar situation. She is a non-believer stuck in an earnest, heart-on-its-sleeve world continually swept off its feet every 5 seconds. Yet it is also poorly written. We get it. Natalie is frazzled. She cannot wrap her head around her predicament. But move the heck on already. After 30 minutes of her questioning and exclaiming and pinching herself, at some point she will have to accept her circumstances so the story can stumble forward. Jennifer Garner accepted she was now 30 years old pretty soon, and that film benefited from the breeze which propelled it after that. Natalie is dead weight on the pacing here. Fake romantic comedy world is more cute than hysterical. Natalie has an enormous apartment, a delightful gay neighbor who has no life of his own, but is always present when needed, and a fantastic breakout and song moment with perfect choreography, as the best rom-coms do. But it also has gems like, "I'm stuck in a mother bleeping romantic comedy, and it's PG-13. The bleep sounds to remind Natalie and us there are rules. The camera also leaves the drab sidewalks it is glued onto and soars above and around the Brooklyn Bridge. When Natalie and her new beau, Blake, played by Liam Hemsworth, walk to a coffee shop, they do not just arrive there, but the camera swoops down like a fast-forward crane shot, because everything must have that extra quirk. Natalie learns her lesson. The bump on the head is exactly what she needs to break out of her rut, walk with confidence, and maybe find both self-respect and a boyfriend along the way. If it weren't for the continual eye-rolling episodes of "I cannot believe this is happening to me," and a bit more focus on Natalie as a human being, Isn't It Romantic perhaps could have risen above its peers in quality, rather than mocking them, but remaining on their level. Wilson is strong enough to carry a film, but like any rom-com worth its salt, the second-tier supporting characters, such as Brandon Scott Jones as Donnie the gay neighbor and Betty Gilpin as the wallflower, are funnier and more enjoyable to be around. Mockery and pointing fingers create decent one-liners, but they do not make a better film than what they are joking about. That is why I give Isn't It Romantic 2 out of 4 stars.
Isn't It Romantic is rated PG-13. Now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC West Shore 14, and the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park.
Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.